I'm Samayak, Saints of God, and thank you for tuning into the Shofar Ministries program. This is Dan with my wonderful partner in life, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
Hag Pesach Samayak, which means happy Passover holiday to you as well, and to all our listeners, because even though we are in a time of sadness for our country, we will always have the joy of the Lord, no matter what the affliction. Let's bow our hearts in prayer.
Abba, Father, during this holy week, we honor you alone. We put our trust in you alone, and we glorify you alone, knowing that no weapon formed against us will stand. We pray for supernatural protection against this current pestilence. Thank you for the water of your word that not only washes us clean, but also provides your wonder, your powerful armor, so very much needed in these last days. We continue to lift up to you our unsaved loved ones, and for those keeping one foot still in the world, that they might encounter a spiritual awakening. We also lift up to you our recent prayer request for miraculous healings, and of course, our president and his advisors, to do thy will, O God. May this message tonight be pleasing unto you. We ask this in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen. And praise to our King, who we all suspect will be returning very soon to rule and to reign. But first, the rapture of his bride. You know, as Jesus said in Luke 21, to escape what is coming upon the whole earth. And we are all getting a taste of what will happen, although it'll be much more severe during the tribulation.
We also want to thank everyone for their prayers after our flood experience.
Oh, yeah, which was not as bad as last time when we actually had to move out. Instead, we were able to stay and help clean up the mess, which it's finally been, like, I think 95% accomplished. I still have some things to do. Anyhow, we hope you are all holding up well during this pandemic and redeeming your time wisely.
Of course, the main question coming in is, what do we think about all this?
Well, this pandemic, as I wrote in our newsletter, is a manipulated bioweapon purposely released.
And we are nearing the tribulation.
I think so.
And could this affliction help fulfill Jeremiah 30 and verse 11?
Well, it's a beginning. Especially since there are approximately 6 million Jewish people residing here in America.
In fact, we lead the charts.
You know, people might have forgotten what that one is, so I think this would be a good time to look up this verse again, and then our listeners can decide themselves what they think. This is Yahweh prophesying to Israel through Jeremiah, again in chapter 30, verse 11.
For I am with you, says Yahweh, to save you, though I make a full end to all nations where I have scattered you. Yet I will not make a complete end of you, but I will correct you in justice, and will not let you go altogether unpunished.
So to me, it sounds pretty clear for America and other nations as well, which honestly, though, will happen after our departure. It could be that even our enemies might even nuke the United States, you know, like before they would go after Israel in Ezekiel 38.
Yeah, so the U.S. Can't help them.
Can't help Israel, right. Oh, by the way, America is just not mentioned in Scripture. I don't see it, except perhaps for this reference. But it is contextually plain that the war of Gog and Magog happens after his bride leaves the earth for our wedding in heaven. And that, of course, is just before the tribulation begins.
I think that's called Jacob's trouble.
That's right. Remember, many Jewish people in Israel don't even worship the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And many practice, or at least tolerate, sodomy. In fact, Tel Aviv is the capital of the world for homosexuality.
You know, that is so mind-boggling.
It is. And 33rd degree Mason Prime Minister Netanyahu allows their parades, even in Jerusalem, and appointed for the first time an openly gay man for a cabinet position. And, like America, Israel, which is a very small nation, performs approximately 40,000 abortions a year.
And are mostly free.
And, you know, even praying Nancy Pelosi, she talks how she prays all the time. Well, she's a staunch Catholic, as is Biden. But they're still demanding that our tax dollars pay for all abortions here as well. And by the way, abortion clinics are considered essential, therefore are not shut down during these days of quarantine.
Well, technically right now you could say we are in a medical martial law.
Yeah, you could say that.
You told me you did some research on Dr. Fauci.
Oh, yeah,
I think so. But, you know, first of all, I want to mention something about that Bibi Netanyahu really does know how God feels about abortion and homosexuality. But for sure, the nail coming down on Israel's coffin is really that Prime Minister Netanyahu has already agreed to not just share Jerusalem as they have been doing. In this upcoming agreement, they will agree to permanently divide and give up their sovereignty over certain areas of Jerusalem. And you know, God had won that back for them in the 1967 war. And they will also agree to join the New World Order and the One World Religion. Actually, they've already agreed to that by the Sanhedrin.
Well, you know, those are some big no-nos.
Mm-hmm. Joel 3 and Ezekiel 36 speaks about the land, which is the final reason for their correction. But, again, not annihilation, as we just read in Jeremiah 30, but they will be corrected. And, in fact, it's during their affliction, according to Hosea 5:15, that the Jews will receive their Messiah at the war of Gog and Magog. Why? Because our Lord alone rescues them, and they recognize that.
Ezekiel 38:23 and 39:22.
Yes, check that out.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is why America must be brought down. So Yeshua, without anyone's help, will take Israel's enemies down. Anyhow, America does fit, I think, Jeremiah 30:11.
Well, perhaps this virus plays a small part of America's destruction. First, through our economy.
Still a little early to tell, but we'll know more by the end of June. But realistically, America does have a lot of countries that really don't like us very much. And many are concerned about, like, our grid. Well, you all can take it from here.
How's Israel doing with forming their government?
Well, a unity government is still being seriously discussed, but nothing's set in stone yet.
So Netanyahu is still in charge.
Yep. And if they do form a unity government, it appears Netanyahu's Likud party will rule first for 18 months. Then Benny Gantz of the Blue and White Party will then for the last 18 months. Or, let's say, until the false messiah rules.
So, you still believe COVID-19 originates as a bioweapon?
Well, I sure don't believe it was just picked up from bats at Wuhan's wet market, able to infect the whole earth. No, in my mind, only a bioengineered and manipulated microorganism could be spread by releasing test tubes by very evil men all around the world to infect so many. And all about the same time, within weeks, well, there's no doubt in my mind, especially after doing a lot of research.
Some of that is in our last newsletters, now on our webpage.
And more confirming information is soon coming.
This is all a setup for the New World Order.
Well, Christians knew that this would happen one day. And this first pandemic release is gaining a foothold. Wow, it's just awful. Beginning with controlling the people out of fear, and will soon bring in a cashless society.
After all, look at all those germs on our money.
Mm-hmm. You know, for some time now, the elite globalists have been talking about implementing a cashless society where every monetary transaction will be made through your bank by your embedded chip, and all banks will be hooked into one major computer.
Well, I don't think the drug traffickers would like that for sure.
Yeah, they'll just probably find another way.
Mm-hmm.
But should anyone do something that the elite don't like, you'll lose access to your money.
Everyone will be monitored.
Yes, also through their GPS embedded chip.
And all surveillance cameras and on every street.
Yeah, they're almost there now.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, along with the 5G radiation poles, you know, they're going up all over the place. But it is really amazing, I don't know, to me, to be alive right now. And since some of us are older, we have been able to watch the advancement of the end time scenario and the increasing revealing signs for his bride. God wants us to know and not be ignorant or be surprised when we see these things occurring.
So we will therefore witness more.
Mm-hmm. And with much fervor and excitement, because we are actually witnessing the foreshadows, or I like to refer to them as Braxton Hicks contractions.
Very true.
Before the coming birth pangs. Then, again, this pestilence could be just another test run, like the many other scares over the last 100 years. And, of course, they were all done for a purpose.
Well, yeah, for each time our civil liberties are being slowly whittled away.
We know that emergency regulations enacted during times of turmoil have been known throughout the world to outlast the crisis that they were meant to deal with. And by the way, there are now many unemployed men in our country. So why do we need the military in our cities to build these care facilities? Well, maybe as some are suggesting, they are here to enforce a soon-to-come martial law at some point.
Well, technically right now you could say we are in a medical martial law.
Oh, yeah, you could say that. Mm-hmm.
Hey, you told me you did some research on Dr. Fauci.
Oh, yeah, that's what I did want to talk about. But it's very disturbing because he is an obvious globalist. Jesuit trained from Georgetown University and good friends with globalist Bill Gates, who, by the way, had often visited Jeffrey Epstein's island. Just saying. Both are pushing for vaccines, they say, to eradicate COVID-19, which some doctors and most nutritionists say they'll just be filled with impurities that actually can burden one's immune system. Dr. Fauci won't dare mention things like zinc, vitamin C, or D, or anything that works, for fear the coronavirus might be stopped before the vaccine is available. I do believe that.
Oh, you know, he also downplays the hydroxychloroquine treatment.
Yes, because it is not patented anymore, and Big Pharma can't profit from it. Dr. Fauci is also in bed with Big Pharma, who will benefit big time when the vaccines are ready. And the whole world is going to run to get it.
Oh, some are saying it will be mandatory.
Probably. But again, the globalists' main agenda, as described on the Georgia Guidestones that we often talk about, is drastic population reduction. As often spoke out loud by Bill Gates at his seminars. So, yeah, although he's a little guy, Dr. Fauci is a big New World Order globalist who has even praised the new leader of the UN, Mr. Tedros, who is a known communist and totally in bed with China.
And that's all we'll say about that for now.
Okay. Just one more thing about the tests. I was informed by an ICU nurse that these tests tells you whether you have the flu or something else in the corona strain. It does not show whether it's specifically COVID-19, just that it is not the flu, or that it's positive for something else in the corona strain. So in other words, if you have a cold with a fever, it could say positive. So they assume it's COVID-19. And that shoots the numbers up, and probably why some are getting better quicker while others don't. And, of course, as we've been talking, it also depends on one's immune system. The other thing is thousands of people die every day. If their doctor says COVID-19 might be a factor, even if they died from, say, a bowel obstruction, as in the case of the one-year-old, they are still added to the COVID-19 list.
So up go the numbers.
Bottom line, we are being set up to obey and therefore insist on getting the vaccine. Remember, saints, if you do get sick, besides good nutrients, always plead the healing blood of Jesus over yourself and any others in your path. And again, redeem your now extra time wisely.
There is healing in the word.
Also, you know how the far left uses the slogan, never let a crisis go to waste? Well, why can't we Christians say that too?
Mm-hmm.
Utilize these crisis days of uncertainty to witness more of his soon return.
Yeah, many are asking questions right now.
Yes, so be available and ready with answers. And you know, technology can be very useful to us. Just use it wisely.
Mm-hmm. You can send your end-time questions by email to Sheila@shofarministry.net or call the office and leave your detailed message to 440-834-9006. Also by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. Please consider a love offering and we'll be sure to add you to our mailing list for any updates in biblical teachings. You can also donate on our webpage, shofarministry.net, where all the past radio and teaching newsletters are archived for your added learning.
Also, as you might have figured, we were scheduled to be at Chester Christian Center on May 1st, but of course that has been canceled till further notice.
Okay, we are right now in Holy Week, and Passover's tomorrow.
Yes, and the Feast of Unleavened Bread begins Thursday at sundown, and the Feast of First Fruits is Sunday, the day of Christ's resurrection, because he is the first fruits, or the first stage of the resurrection, and soon we will meet him in the air.
At the second stage of the resurrection.
Mm-hmm, you could say that. Oh, amen, come Lord Jesus. Anyway, we need to look at the typology associated with this amazing week, especially tomorrow at sundown till Thursday at sundown, which is Nisan 14 on their calendar. But let's recall the very first Passover in Egypt when they applied the blood of the lamb around their doors.
So the angel of death would pass over.
Yes. And our leaders are saying that tomorrow, which is Passover, will be a possible peak of lives lost to COVID-19 in America. How interesting that this would happen during Passover, possibly right on Passover. Anyhow, the good news back in Egypt was by Sunday, Nisan 17, the Hebrews would escape from their enemy through the Red Sea, giving them a new life and freedom from slavery. And centuries later, Jesus himself came as the Lamb of God for the whole world's salvation. He shed his own blood on the altar of the cross just before sundown, also on Passover, Nisan 14. The night before, Wednesday night, he said goodbye to his disciples, broke the bread, and drank of the cup at what we call the Last Supper. He hung on the cross for 6 hours from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. when they pierced his side. It would soon be sundown, and they must hurry to get him in the tomb before the High Holy Day, which is, it's called like a Shabbaton. It's like a Saturday Sabbath, but it's not on a Saturday. It was a Thursday that year. The Feast of Unleavened Bread was the name of that feast and that Shabbaton. And by the way, that would last for 7 days. And during this time, they would eat no leaven for that whole week. Then, always the Sunday during this week would be the Feast of the First Fruits. Again, always on a Sunday. Now, that year that Jesus died on Passover, before sundown, he was buried on the Feast of Unleavened Bread, because by then it was right at sundown. This was a Thursday. He would rise from the dead very early Sunday morning, Nisan 17, 3 days and three nights. The same date when the Egyptian army were crushed in the Red Sea as God's people escaped to freedom. Wow, he fulfilled it, so exact. Jesus, too, by his resurrection, bought us freedom from slavery to sin. We once were slaves to sin, but because he lives, we will live forever. Now, according to John 19:30, after hanging on the cross for 6 hours, one of the last of his seven famous phrases, he said, "It is finished," tetelestai in Greek, which means paid in full. Now, here's still another typology. These same words were written on parchment to all convicts in that day when they had finished serving their time and their debts were paid in full. You see, there is a debt to pay for sins. That is, unless you accept, that is, of course, you need to accept that free gift that Jesus paid for you by his death. This cancels your debt for your sins. Now, why wouldn't anyone do that? So the major question, have you applied his blood to your heart? Have you accepted that gift? Or do you want to pay it all by yourself? In hell, I might add. Jesus went through hell for you, but it's your choice who pays the debt. How well do you know him? Jesus is your Savior who has paid your debt. So, if you're listening and you haven't given the Lord your heart, wake up, sinner. Don't continue to be a fool, because he's going to return, and it looks like it's going to be very soon. Are you already saved? Well, remind Jesus that you have his blood on the door of your heart, and therefore, just like in Passover, no plague can touch you. Amen? Now, of course, Jesus fulfilled Passover, Unleavened Bread, and Feast of First Fruits, and he sent the Holy Spirit on Pentecost. You need to apply the blood to your heart, and then you too will live forever. I want to leave you with the Aaronic blessing from Numbers 6:22. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Till then, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, because those who love her shall prosper. Till next time, tell someone about Jesus.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries, right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.